Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely, why the heck not, let's say good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, another hour of great sports talk, and yes, they're going to party like it's 1999, brother. Because you know what? This is the first time they've been in the World Series since 1999. And you know how that was, man. Back in the day, Prince, loving that song. Never thought it would be so relevant. But once again, relevant here. And obviously, tons to talk about. NBA basketball just rolling through. College football. We're going to have you covered every way, shape, and form. Mike Wilson, we got a World Series, buddy.
Hey, look, all I got to say is go Braves. Go Braves. Houston, just take the back seat. I'm rooting for the Braves all the way. The first time I've ever rooted for the Braves, but I wasn't rooting for the Dodgers either. So I'm all in on the Braves. Let's go. Let's talk college football. Let's talk NBA. Let's talk. I don't want to talk Kyrie Irving, though. That guy, I'm tired of that dude.
All right, man. Mike Wilson definitely fired up and ready to rock and roll. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Panera believes in saying yes.
Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
It's the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon, the annual year-long event where you can save big by bundling Home and Auto with Progressive. So big that we're kicking things off with fireworks, a monster truck battle, a fighter jet flyover, and it wouldn't be a party without the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon dancers. You can't really hear them, but trust us, they are working it. So come for the fun and stay for the savings. Only at Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle at Strava Festa Save-A-Thon.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the North Monster Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Time to talk about in the sports world. Normally at this time, we have our professor of sports, John Poulter, but he is out of commission as I believe he had a curling date. So John is not with us, but Mike, you know what? You and I, we can break down some baseball. We got Houston. We got the Atlanta Braves, as we just mentioned, in the World Series. First time for the Braves since 1999. Like I already said, I feel like they might party there like crazy. But you know what? It is what it is. And this is who we've got. And you know what? I think that, quite frankly, Mike, at the end of the day, we might have the two best teams in all of baseball. Not necessarily by the record sample, but because obviously the Giants and the Dodgers both had more victories than anybody else in all of Major League Baseball. But pitching staffs, timely hitting, you can't say enough about these two squads. Houston got that all season long, and they kind of were a little under the radar, but yet I always kind of said, you know what, this team's kind of there, and they're just kind of plugging away at what they do. And you know what, we've talked about them and the issues and the problems and things that they've had, but like I said, the best way to cure all that stuff and the best way to shut everybody up, Mike Wilson and everybody else in the world that's listening right now, is just to go win. And that's what the Houston Astros have done. And then the Braves, man, oh, man. I mean, so many stories there, dude. It's unreal, to be quite honest with you. But what they were able to accomplish, putting things together, second half of the season, making this run for the postseason, their pitching staff is nails right now. I think we're on our way to one hell of a World Series, Mike.
No, I do too. And you, for all the reasons that you just mentioned, big guy, Houston was kind of under the radar. They were kind of battling it out with Oakland for a little bit for that division. And, you know, look, in the end, you and I always talk about talent, and talent wins out most of the time. And Houston has an immense amount of talent, and they got experience. And experience come playoff time, come World Series time, has value. And right now, Houston, you know, against, you know, in the playoffs, has used that experience to their advantage. And the Braves, what can you say about the Braves? They've been fun to watch. You know, Freeman is, I love watching Freddie Freeman play baseball. And I'm very happy for him and the rest of the Braves to be in the World Series. But like I said in the opening, I'm not making any bones about it. I'm all in on the Atlanta train, and the tomahawk chop and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited for this because we got a team that has controversy with it, with Houston. We got a fresh new team in Atlanta. You know, you and I always talk about, you know, new teams being in the playoffs and a breath of fresh air for this team or that team being in the playoffs, or making a run. Atlanta's that team. So, you know, I'm putting my money down on the Braves.
Yeah, no, Atlanta definitely has impressed me. You know, they went through the Brewers. They went through the Dodgers. Astros didn't have it easy either. So at the end of the day, the way that both these squads have gotten here is relatively impressive. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, the way that Houston's had to just continue to win and be able to just keep the naysayers from saying whatever we want to say about them. And you got to give them credit, man. I mean, can you imagine a better guy that would have been set for this position than Dusty Baker, for crying out loud? Like, I'm not like the hugest Dusty Baker guy, but at the end of the day, I can't think of a better guy for this situation. And he's done just such a tremendous job with managing egos, managing the whole situation there. There's just something to me about this Astros team, bro. Like, you can't discredit the five ALCS championships in a row. To me, there's something impressive about it. Whether you like the way they did it or not, there's something impressive about it, Mike.
No, there is something impressive about it. And, you know, I'll go out on a limb here a little bit, and I'm being a little bit sarcastic with all this, but I don't know if there's too many people outside of Houston that are rooting for Houston. I think the majority of the country is going to be rooting for Atlanta for all the controversial reasons that Houston and the garbage cans and banging on them and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, look, they're back where they've been a bunch of times. And, you know, Dusty Baker, I think he was, you can kind of look back and say, he probably was the perfect hire for this Houston Astros team moving forward out of that controversy with the garbage cans and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because he's been around. He's seen it all, you know, with his time in Chicago, with his time in San Francisco, you know, and he's such a mellow guy, in terms of how he approaches leading and managing his team, that I think, you know, his way with this new team and just being that calming force amidst all of the controversy. And he's done a wonderful job, and now it's paying off, and you got to tip your hat to Dusty Baker.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, man. Look, kudos to the Astros. Kudos to Dusty. Kudos to how they kept things together. I'm sorry, but
right.
I'm not one of those people that just like to hate on everything. I mean, at the end of the day, I gotta appreciate the greatness that I'm seeing. And whether or not, again, the masses want to say, well, they're cheaters, this and that and the other. Look, the book is out. We know what they did. Everybody knows. But to be able to continue to win at this clip and just to continue to have the success that they have, I'm sorry, but they're not cheating all the time. You know, well, let's just relate this to what we had with the New England Patriots back in the day with the Deflategate and all that nonsense. At the end of the day, greatness is greatness, man. So you have to appreciate whatever you're seeing, however it happens, no matter what. And again, I don't necessarily believe all of the nonsense behind everything. So with that being said, I think we got a hell of a matchup. We've got two lineups that can hit at times. You know, they get the timely hitting. You got great pitching from both sides. I mean, Max Fried, dude, I'm sorry, but I don't think anybody wants to see that guy right now. Minter, that guy is lights out, bro. So at the end of the day, I think that And then I haven't even started talking about Atlanta's pitching staff, which we all know how good they are. Will Smith and the guys. I mean, dude, that guy's lights out. So at the end of the day, I think runs are going to be coming at a premium. But with that being said, Mike Wilson, I do think we have guys that in the lineups all the way up, 1 through 9, they can come up with a hit that we may or may not expect that person to do. And we expect it from the top of the order. It's the bottom of the order. It's the others that are going to come through and win this thing for either Atlanta or Houston.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely the unsung guys with a timely hit, with a timely catch, with a diving catch out in the outfield, with a pitcher that's, you know, he has like an ERA like a 6 or 7 that pitches lights out for a night to get a victory or the save for either one of these teams. So, you know, anybody that follows sports on any level, and it doesn't matter which sport it is, when it comes time for the championship round, a lot of times it is those unsung guys, like you're saying, that bring the mojo that leads their team to hoisting the trophy.
You know, I'm not sure who I'd rather not see, to be honest with you, whether it's Charlie Morton or if it's Max Fried, right? Like, at the end of the day, both of these guys have been absolutely unbelievable in the postseason. And I'm looking forward to the matchup. And I hope we get to see those two guys going at each other head-to-head. But maybe in a smart way, they should try to pair those guys up so they're not going head-to-head. And I don't know. You know, that's the other part of this whole thing is the managers and how they decide to manage things and whose bullpen gets exhausted first, whose starters can go deeper, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to me. Baseball, it always comes down to pitching. Who has the better staff? Who can go longer? Who can, you know, their bullpen? I mean, that's what, you know, for a lot of these teams that get deep in the playoffs, the bullpen is so important in terms of closing out games and keeping leads and stuff. So we'll see what happens, but I really think this could be a classic World Series.
Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros will meet in the World Series. Very, very impressive how both of them did it. Looking forward to it. Keep yourselves ready to watch and think that the craziness will continue to happen, because it will. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. It's another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. By the way, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then again, Dorfman comes in the late night, wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as we do the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. By the way, you can get at us a couple different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike Wilson, holy cow. Guess what struck once again in college football is upsets. And at the top of my list, one that I definitely did not see coming, this Coastal Carolina squad that has been obviously climbing up the rankings in their way, shape, and form. And we know that they're not going to be able to get too far because they have such a weak schedule. But with that being said, the team that they lost to, Appalachian State, well, they got a history for beating teams in the top 25. And if I'm not mistaken, most notably, a few years back, I can remember a Michigan squad that lost to Appalachian State. So Appalachian State does what they do, bro. They get that upset. I'm going to do a shameless plug for our buddy, Dale Hellestray, because never mention his name on the air, but SMU in the top 25, that's where he played his college football. Obviously, we know the rest of it, 3-time Super Bowl champion with those Dallas Cowboys, but the SMU squad gets a victory over Tulane. Cincinnati, a relatively tight one, brother, with a Navy squad that didn't care that Cincinnati was ranked number 2 in the country. Oklahoma, they beat a Kansas team, and I'll tell you what, it was nip and tuck for Oklahoma. Great play by their quarterback to get a couple first downs, some really important first downs for them. And my favorite play was the one where he stole the ball out of his running back's hands where he was going to get stopped behind the line. And he took that ball and he just grabbed it right out of his hands and got the first down. So really good awareness by that young man. Alabama does what they do. They beat up on Tennessee. Ohio State beats Indiana, Michigan. We talked a little bit about them and their unfortunate times of Appalachian State when they were able to beat them, but they did get past Northwestern 33-7. Illinois, Penn State in a 9-overtime game. Are you kidding me? That was what, 20-18? Illinois beats Penn State, so you can pretty much put a fork in Penn State at this point. Oklahoma State going down to Iowa State. Maybe not such a huge shock because Iowa State, not a terrible football team. Oregon hangs on to beat UCLA. I watched that one too, Mike. That was That was interesting. Let's just put it that way. Ole Miss takes care of LSU. Not used to seeing them not in the top 25, but they're not. Notre Dame beats USC 31-16. Wake Forest in a high-scoring game, 70-56 over Army. And Wake Forest in the top 25. So that's impressive from Wake Forest squad. A&M, Texas A&M, that is, beats South Carolina 44-14. Miami, the U, beats NC State. I can't believe that. I was watching that game. That was a wild one. NC State was beating them pretty badly. And then all of a sudden, third quarter happens, and Miami comes back in that football game. San Diego State, they're in the top 25, 20-14 over Air Force. Pittsburgh beating Clemson. I know somebody that was at that football game. Kind of crazy. One of my clients, Mike Wilson, his father went back to Pittsburgh because he went to the University of Pittsburgh and he wanted to go see that football game. And you know what? He got to see a win from his Pittsburgh team. So Pittsburgh, they beat Clemson. What's happened to Clemson? Speaking of that, holy cow, 27-17, the final there. Wisconsin beating Purdue. So yeah, man, top 25 in college football is relatively normal, but then we had a few of those upsets with some of those teams that are a little bit gritty, I would say, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the same thing in terms of the whole gritty thing. The surprise with me was a little bit with Cincy, even though they won by a touchdown over Navy. Navy came to play, and you know, Cincy, if they're going to make any more noise and get in the playoff, they can't be beating teams by just a touchdown. Okay, they don't have the strongest schedule in college football, so they got to be just beating like a drum these teams like Navy. That, you know, for Navy, look, that's their national championship game, playing a team like Cincinnati at this point in the season. The rest of the scores really didn't shock me. I mean, you have the Illinois 9 overtime game. I think I aged about 10 years watching that game, with Illinois and Penn State. The Oregon game was fun to watch. Notre Dame, I you know, look, they beat the tar out of USC to me, and USC has their own set of problems right now. They fired, you know, Clay Helton. They're going to try and find a replacement for him. There's a lot of upheaval at SoCal. You know, so Notre Dame beating them pretty soundly did not shock me at all. The, you know, you mentioned Clemson. What happened to Clemson? Well, they don't have Trevor Lawrence anymore. That's basically what happened to them. They don't have what they usually have at Clemson. But, you know, you can look at this year as a Clemson fan. Maybe this is an aberration, or maybe not. I mean, I don't know. And then, I would be remiss to not mention my Oregon State Beavers, 5-2, beating Utah at home, all sorts of trick plays yesterday. They're playing well. And if you look at the Pac-12 schedule, and you and I, you know, we pay attention to ASU since we're here in the Valley of the Sun, the toughest game remaining for the Sun Devils is Oregon State. Oregon State's playing well. Jonathan Smith has his program kind of humming along right now. And it's, as a Beaver alumni, it is fun to see that the program's kind of back a little bit. They're playing well. They're getting wins. They're scoring points. So, for me, it was a fun college football Saturday.
Very nice, man. And by the way, I think Cincinnati's toughest game that they'll have remaining would be against, at least on paper, right, would be against SMU, who currently right. is in the top 25. So on paper, that's a game that would help them a little bit. You know, I look at college football in general, and quite frankly, it to me, it seems like we're just missing something, and I don't know exactly right. what that is, but right now it just seems a little boring. It seems a little dull. Are we waiting so badly for those first national rankings from you know, whenever that is, early November time? Or is that what's going to get us back into college football?
Oh, I think so, because it usually does, you know. But look, there's not a team out there to me, that just screams, this is the team. This is the team that's going to win the national championship. There's a bunch of teams out there that could win the national championship. There's a bunch of teams that could, you know, make the playoff. There's a bunch of teams that aren't going to make the playoff. But once those playoff rankings, the college football rankings, playoff rankings come out here in a few weeks, I think the interest is going to skyrocket. I think we're going to be paying a lot more attention to it. Because the rankings mean everything, for these squads to get to these bowl games, to get to the playoff, the money that's involved, you know, we can't forget about the money that's involved with all this as well for these schools. But, you know, I think for right now, there's just not a team out there that I think the nation just looks at and goes, yeah, that's the team that's probably going to win the national championship, or this is the team that's the best team in the country, hands down.
Right now, I would say that team might be Georgia, and
yep,
they didn't get to play.
I'm right there with you.
High week, and Alabama just doesn't seem like the Alabama of old because they're letting up a lot of points. Ohio State is on the outside looking in, so is Michigan. I think one of those two teams will probably wind up getting in, especially with Penn State faltering a little bit. So, anyways, we got to take a break. We'll do it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The double play.
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple different ways. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows, but just in case you don't, just another quick reminder that World Series does start October 26th. Braves and Astros will be going at it in the big one. And I kind of like the Braves, but you know what? Never know, because that Astro team has just been so damn good. They win, they win, they win. And all we do is say they're banging on garbage cans. So speaking of banging on garbage cans, bro, did you see what the heck happened in La La Land with the Los Angeles Lakers when they were playing our Phoenix Suns, brother? Did you see that?
Oh, nothing makes this Boston Celtics fan more happy than seeing the Lakers struggle. Oh, my God. Yes, I saw that, watched some of the game. You know, look, we're two games in and the Lakers are already fighting, and they're fighting themselves.
Yeah.
Life is great for me seeing that. Like, I love seeing that because everybody's all over the Lakers. You know, they got Westbrook, they got LeBron, they got it. At the end of the day, Westbrook still can't shoot. Like, I'd leave that guy open all day long. And seeing the Lakers be what they are right now, oh, it's making my heart sing.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's extremely early, okay? It is extremely early in this whole situation. But that was not a good look, bro. I don't care.
No, it wasn't.
Where we are. It's not a good look when you got Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard sitting there on the bench pushing each other. To me, it screams volumes of, you know what? They're feeling pressure extremely early as far as the expectations that they probably have for themselves. When you compile this many future Hall of Famers, I think that it puts a certain amount of pressure on you, and it takes a certain type of person to not let it get to you. And I think LeBron will – He'll calm everybody's nerves, okay? He'll get things right. But I think that, to me, there's one thing that has to happen, and it's in a major way, in order for this thing to have a chance, okay? And it starts with letting Russ be Russ. So that means, to me, Mike, let Russ take the ball up, because he's very comfortable with the ball in his hand. And so is LeBron, but here's the luxury about LeBron. LeBron is also comfortable moving without the basketball. And for crying out loud, you definitely can't have Rajon Rondo and Russ on the court at the same time. Like I think that Vogel's got to figure some stuff out here, bro. Like, he has to figure out combinations that work. And then I'm hearing nonsense about Russ being the guy that's going to lead the second unit. Okay, bro, here's the problem with that. There's no way in hell that Russ is going to go to the bench and Russ is going to be a second unit guy. Okay, so get that crap out of your head right away, whoever in the hell is trying to push that narrative, okay? This is the narrative that needs to be pushed. LeBron, listen, brother, you're going to have to let Russ take the ball up the court, dude. And you know what? You're going to have to be that guy that we know you can be, which is the guy that can move without needing the ball in your hand, because Russ needs the ball in his hand. And the guy that can make the changes is LeBron. It's not Russ. If you've watched Russ his whole career, this guy just has a motor. He just wants to go. So you got to give them the damn ball, man. So to me, I'm listening to all these narratives. I'm listening to everybody saying, oh, he's got to run the second unit. No. Hell freaking no. Okay? Give him the damn ball and let LeBron move without the ball. And you know what? They're smart enough to figure this out, Mike.
No, they are smart enough to figure this out. And, you know, all kidding aside there from what I was saying earlier, the Lakers have talent. And you, like you said, we're two games in, and these people that think have Russ be on the second team, no. You put your best five guys out on the court, you know, to start the game, and you have your best five guys out on the court at all times. Russ is one of their best five guys. And this talk, like you said, about him being part of this second crew is just nonsense. It's crazy when you have a talent like you do in Russell Westbrook. So, you know, I look at the Lakers and go, they'll figure this out. Vogel's a smart enough guy. He'll figure this out. LeBron's a smart guy. He'll figure it out. And like you said, I think he'll calm Westbrook down. He'll calm everybody down. And then, you know, halfway through the season, we're probably not talking about the Lakers like we are talking about them right now.
True. Let's talk about the Warriors for a moment, because they've gotten out to an unbelievable start. Really impressive performances from Steph Curry. Opens up with that triple-double, follows that up with like a 45-point night, another victory for the Warriors. Andrew Wiggins looks better. They've got a big that I can't think of his name right now. It's escaping me, but he's European player that is absolutely just fantastic. Wiseman will come along. I like him as a young guy to continue to grow and get better. And then obviously Clay coming back is going to make them even better. But I'm believing in the Warriors a little bit, and I know it's early, but to me, you know, it's not necessarily how you start, it's how you finish. But to a certain degree, you do want to get out in a way where we're going, I didn't necessarily think this could happen like this. And to me, that's right. The Warriors right now.
No, that is the Warriors right now. And seeing what Steph did opening up with that triple-double. Look, Steph is probably the greatest shooter we've seen in the NBA from any distance. I mean, he has parking lot distance. He has handles like, you know, I think the only other person that has handles like Steph is that guy that doesn't want to get the vaccine up there in Brooklyn. But I think once Clay comes back and you got the Splash Brothers going at full speed towards the end of the season and doing what the Splash Brothers have done in the past, Golden State's going to be a tough out. I'm not saying that they're going to win the championship or anything close to that. But I think they're going to get past the first round and who knows, you know, from there, momentum, shooting, all that kind of stuff, it can have a snowball effect, especially when you got guys that can light it up like Clay and stuff.
So the Hornets have gotten out to a decent start. I like the Chicago Bulls and what they've done. Acquiring all the pieces that they've got from Vujicic to LaMelo. But with that being said, which ball will have more impact on their team? Is it the kid in Houston or is it the kid in Chicago?
Boy, that's a good question, because they have either one of those ball brothers, they have the ball in their hand all the time because they're point guards. And let me just say something with Lonzo, and I'm gonna make a reference. This is referencing Ben Simmons and that whole mess in Philly. Lonzo Ball proves to me, and he's proved to other people, that Ben Simmons is lazy.
Yes, good point. Great point.
Lonzo Ball, Lonzo Ball coming out of UCLA. I mean, he was fun to watch in college, but his jump shot was ugly, 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 and he struggled with it. What did he do? He got in the lab. He worked on it. He had coaches readjust his shooting stroke. Now his shooting stroke is much better. It's much more fluid. It's smooth. He's improved his outside shot. He's become, or he's getting a better jump shot. Ben Simmons, he's lazy. He doesn't want to get in the lab. He doesn't want to put in the work. He just wants what comes from being an NBA player. You know,
no,
the money, the fame, and all that kind of stuff. So to me, Lonzo Ball has proved that Ben Simmons is a lazy basketball player.
No, that's solid homework on your part. And I'll even take it a step further. Giannis is also just putting him in the dust with all of his work that he's putting in the lab, working on the jump shot, working on the free throws. It just goes to show you that this guy's work ethic is second to none. And you know who's smiling down right now looking at him is obviously Kobe Bean Bryant, watching him go out there and do what he does, because we know the relationship that they had. They were tight. So, I think that was well said. Knicks out to a pretty solid start. The Bucks and the Nets, you know, both with a loss early. The Bucks beat the Nets opening night. Then they follow it up with a 42-point loss in Miami. Look, to me, I don't read too much into that stuff this early in the season. If that happens in March or April, maybe it's a little bit more alarming to me. Also, Bucks didn't play three starters against Miami that night. So I think you got to take a lot of this stuff that you see from time to time in context, Mike. And they showed opening night that they can beat who's supposedly going to be the best or, you know, the favorite as far as people think on the outside looking in. They showed that they can beat that team opening night. But again, I don't want to harp on this, but inconsistency is something that bothers me. And I live my life in a way where pretty much every day is the same. And I try to hold myself to a certain level of performance each and every time I go out there. And quite frankly, a 42-point loss tells me that you just didn't have the effort. However, I understand it's a long season as well. So a little bit of a pass and a loss is a loss, but I don't necessarily like seeing that huge of a number in the loss column.
Right. I wouldn't either. And as much as I, you know, kind of ripped on the Lakers for what they are right now, look, my Boston Celtics, they're 0-2, and Jason Tatum isn't playing very well. Like, he's struggling with his shot and making shots. And so Boston's sitting at 0-2, but like you, we're two games in or three games in, depending on which team you're looking at. I'm not overly concerned at this point. I just think, you know, Tatum just has to put some extra time in and maybe relax a little bit. But I really do think this is going to be a fun NBA season.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, dude. I mean, there's been a lot of movement. There's a lot of people that are wanting to get themselves to that level of greatness. And you know what? It's probably going to go through Milwaukee or New York, but in the Brooklyn Nets. And then obviously on the other side, maybe even through a different team like, you know, the Warriors, which is crazy. Anyways, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Holler at us. Hit us up on the phones, 1-800-878-7529. You can always follow us, check us out on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. Always some good stuff there on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, we've talked a little bit about NBA basketball. We've talked a little bit about, obviously, some college football. We've talked a little bit about Major League Baseball. And I kind of want to go back there, bro, because we haven't done this. So I want to get your prediction. I want to see who you think is going to wind up winning that World Series. I've kind of already alluded to it myself. I said, yeah, I think the Atlanta Braves, and quite frankly, I just think that when push comes to shove, their pitching is just so unbelievable. I did see Houston get spanked around the ballpark a little bit by the Boston Red Sox. So with that being said, I'm going to take the Braves, and I think they win it in about six games, Mike Wilson.
See, I'm thinking the Braves too, but I'm going to go seven. I think this matchup is just set up for a seven game series. But I think the Braves are eventually going to pull it out in the end.
You know, and it'll be interesting, like we said, also, because we expect to get certain things from certain people, and that's usually the top of the order, and we know about the pitching on both sides because it can be extremely filthy at times. But with that being said, once again, it's going to come down to a mental error, a play that we don't necessarily think can happen. And quite frankly, Mike, this is the biggest thing that I'm worried about. I do not want those officials, those umpires, to be part of the games like they have been throughout the postseason so far. So I hope that the umpires ump games the way that they should. I know we're done with the hour, so for Mike Wilson this hour, I'm Andy Dorf. Stick around because We got a ton to talk about. It's the sports world. It's always wild and crazy. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.